This week's parsha, Tzavah, we learn from the parsha of the chshivas and the uniqueness of a kohen. The fact is that they get talmud pagodim and they do the avodah of the kodesh baruch hu. So you see this, how special they are, the shlichus of Hashem. So let's speak about the meaning of kohen. Instead of like going through it very quickly and as much as possible, I'm going to try to divide up into two weeks, this week and next week. So first, by time of the Mishkan, and onwards, there was chotal manas kuna, 25 manas kuna that the kohen received. The manas there, 15 of them do not apply. Most of them when they get to the carbon, or get to like air, other cases. But 9 of them do apply. 9 things do apply to the manas there. The 9 are truma gedayla, truma smaiser, chala, pidin aben, reish sekez, zoy lechaim, petach amar, b'chor behema taya, and the chorabim. Those are the 9 things in the geya. Each one is a sheer. What? This, you can look up in the Rambam, but in this week's parashah, he starts off quoting the 15 in Anageya, the 9 in the Anageya, and each of the 9 of Etzim were a Shia, but the Atzim, I'm not going to go through them. Some of them are Monageya, some are less Monageya, the Chal is Monageya. But that's the ending of the Manas Kuna, they do get 9 of them as Manaseh. Another lot of Negeya to coin is who they can marry. When you've almost fucked out or other places, they cannot marry 5 different people. Gusha, Chalutza, Chalala, Zaina, Yeris, those are the 5 they can't. Boy, the Gemara Psachim, the Afim Tess, the Kahanis cannot marry Amoritz. Amoritz should not marry Kahanis. And better who should marry a lady Kayin, Dafka Tamil Chachim. The Kavachayim Rana points out that even when Tamil Chachim marries a lady Kayin, but since they have a chid, give cover to a Kayin, you have to be very careful and give cover to your wife. Even though she has shibudim in the house, but you cannot push her and make her do what whatever's more than what she has to do. Because doing that, kavachayim in simul kuf chavches, the gonish pay, she is a kohen, give a gedashrei, and pushing her is being mevatel on her kavod. And you have to be very careful in the kavod that you give her. On a man and a lady, yeah, the gedashrei goes on both. In simul kuf chavches, sukkon reish pay. Of course, that might bring it my own kindness for it.
So if you're reading your mind, the issue
is a kind of
mind,
it's not letting go of the mind. So a kind also?
First,
you have to know
if
a
kind is true. It's not
like a kind. We'll see, we'll get to it. We'll see a kind.
But she can't be true once she marries her and you swear. So you think she loses some of her rights of being
true, but still, she loses her rights, but still, she is a kind. She is a kindness. He said you have to be very careful. Therefore, it could be that's why there's a Rashi sheet in Yavamas Pedalit, Rashi in the Ritva that says, Be'etzim Mikadin a coin to make Anis. Rabbi Shem, no Mikdal, not put down that way, la lacha. But Rashi sheet is that the best thing is coin to make Anis, we won't get into this problem.
Well,
the kind does not
have another
thing. So, the end of Kukhokas, the Mishabu, talks about it as a Mikadin, you don't have to. I mean, maybe you should, but Mikadin, you don't have to. I'll speak Yadashtoi, because they're equal. That's out of marriage, who they should marry. Another din is Tumma with Manazer, that a coin is an Isser to lift himself to a mace. That's after a mace, however, Velo or Sheretz, Allah had touched Yotzim. And this din is not only negated to a coin, but even negated to Yisrael. Why? Because a man writes in the Apostle, Redemption to you, you should not be the Noah, but just a Torah. He says, examples are Chilo, or Yayin, Tashmish. One of the examples is Tumma. Yisrael cannot be Metamim for no reason. Yisrael is Redemption to you. So the Marshal, let's say you buy Chaim Berlin. And next door you have a funeral parlor, and they have the awning sticking out. So the coin that they mock me to walk around, why, even though it's so tumush is often, this is Epshel Avure, therefore you have to walk around. So what did L'choy Yisrael also say? The same did not condition to you. There's no reason to walk underneath it. They should walk around it. The same did not apply. Yeah, the Rabbat says, the same did not condition to you. If it takes, and it should be Menobu Shusatari. You could say this, I'm ignoring it, I'm not being Menobu Shusatari. You can argue with that. But he says, all the people taught by a coin, L'choy does not apply to Yisrael. Or touch a sheretz, for no reason L'choy would apply also. You know, even a coin himself can touch a sheretz. And, but Torah, even, the Indian not can tell for no reason. No, it's not brought down. It's brought down the Rambam Kedoshim to you. Whoever speaks out the Rambam Kedoshim to you, right, everyone speaks out every year, the Moshe, following Moshe, speak it out. So it says, they say Achilo, and Yayin, and Nevelpeh. But the Rambam's example is Torah also. It's one of the examples. Whoever brings it down, who are in this case? So that Makhalim. They might not say it out, but that's one of the cases.
So the mice is so important there.
For no reason you should not do it.
It's a mitzvah, it's not a key, it's not a
finish. It depends who says it and how you say it. Yeah, it could be. Could be that Mr. Shom says it depends who you're holding Madregas, that's how he explains the fact as well. Depends who you are. that might be a chiyuv if you're high madriga, then that's your level of kedushin to you. There's a chiyuv.
But
when we come in, I'm not being Moisa. You're not being Moisa to Moisa. You're also going to be Moisa to Moisa.
So you show us one
other
building if
he gives
us something
in the hospital? Well, no, but again,
leave the building. Every second is another
problem. Could be every second also no, being Moisa to Moisa yourself also.
Wow.
No, no, there's really no problem. You have to go nice. Work out. But in Mechanam, it's in the being Moisa. It's still being Moisa to Moisa.
Actually, being Moisa? Then he might claim it.
No, that's fair. Right.
But
when you're with the tumor, you have more tumor when you're with the tumor. When Mashiach, when you leave, you have a different. You go down the Madrig and tumor. You have more Madrig when you're with the tumor with the mace. So here also, look, the same thing should apply.
So why
is that the good? The claims make a and you have no head to it. Sorry, Kedoshim to you. On the part of Kedoshim. First, we're on Bani Kedoshim. The din of a. No, it's not allowed to. The only Tumah he's not allowed to, because he is... No, so they didn't actually agree, don't say Tumah Tumah. So Chavi Diyah, go ask. Yes, you don't have the Heter. So therefore, your soul should be the same again as a coin. It's like coin who has to walk around by Chaim Bula, and he has no Heter, go and walk inside Islam.
So if you walk by and the window is open in my office,
yes, there's
everyone inside,
you have to look at them on, if it was a guy, because you're sitting there. But yeah, if there's these trolleys, them on, then anyone can walk by. There's no Mason in here.
The Kain also,
yeah, why not? Never, he's strong. Fine. Well, Kain is loud after to Mace and being simply in the room with him, but also the Tumud Rabbanan applies to Kimmy Dindal Amos of a Kevo, even that within Dal Amos of a Mace. Mace of the Oilam isn't makel by walking a Mace, they are within Dal Amos, so there's a Shach that says that Dafka when he's in the house. But walking in the streets, Mahalik is a place can be allowed to be within Dal Namas of the Mace. The minute we make, we have to know why Mahalik is a place can be allowed to be stamped within Dal Namas of the Mace. Stam
is
like. Coin, coin. I mean, this is Tumud Rabbanan. It could be Kedushin to you, won't apply to Tumud Rabbanan. It could be only Yom. What? By Yeshiva, I've seen either at home or others that they, when a Mace passes by, they're within Dal Namas sometimes. Well, other kind of I see, and I've seen that's a Kaplan, I think. His brother, or the father's brother, by the Levaya a couple weeks ago. He's been to Al-Amas. I think so. Fine, this is a lot, but another interesting halacha in the Gaal's Tumah is that the Gemara says that we're going on Chutzlars, Tumah's Eretz Amin, and we can have this Tumah Chutzlars. So you have to know what they had to leave Eretz Yisrael is to go to Chutzlars. So Machava Pasins in Yodei Shin Samach Tes, then the coin cannot leave Eretz Yisrael to go to Chutzlars. And once Baruch is here, he has to stay. He has no right to leave. Mechava passing away there more. Bach Holkim, Bashach, Mataz, Bach, Prisha, Marshal, also you're allowed to. However, La Lachol, Yishlayim, Mechava there more, also you're not allowed to. The Mitchas Chinuch, Sam Seifer. So the Tshuva's Lashon is, when he brings down the Shvos Yaakov, his Lashon is, Halavai she kol shmeitz and briyam b'kedivay zeh. Halavai all the Lachos should be pushed to me as this Lachol, that a Kohen cannot leave Eitzel and go to Chutzlaret. The Gezerah upon it, because we don't want him to leave. And Shlomo Zalman, Allah Lamais, has brought down the Perek Yud in Ora 12. And the Licha Shlomo says, he's Makhid, Koyim cannot leave for no reason. Echlam, they can't leave. Therefore, you have to know what the answer for Koyim to leave is. Let's say, it is brought down in the Allah, in Simon Shinai and Bey, is that let's say you want to go out to Panoso, or you want, not Panoso, let's say Torah, or out to marriage, then Machabah says, any Tumud Rabbanu will make for in the marriage of a Torah, but some, let's say it's been his man, you want to go back to Pesach, want to be with some of your family for a Seder, to go back to no Tzorech, Chutz Machlokes HaPoskim, Kamor HaMachmer, some of Mechel, you have to ask your Rav, if you're allowed to go back or not. Sometimes keep it away. Sometimes you tell your parents to tell me to come back, they don't really care. Depends who you are.
If he would know that when he comes, he can't go back to Pesach, wouldn't have said, this is Ross.
So first of all, can I help? So Stam, you can the same cast. You saw the lock in Shulchan Aruch. Rambam says you saw cannot leave Eretz Chutz Laaretz. So the God of the Maritats and Shulman Simpei, hey, he says that it's not by Yisrael helps. I don't think there's any chaylik. But Tanai helps. I came here only with Tanai. He says even if I don't say the Tanai Vepeh, everyone knows I came here only with Tanai. So I get married, whatever. If not, I can go back. It's not about the helps. Maybe he what?
Someone calls you for a visit. I think
the tiny
wants
to ask
the
Lord,
like,
make this go back. Ah, Maritat says, that's Eichel Tezik. Why is he coming down? He can't be up at tonight without leave, because he can't come to, even though Mekan is with the Yishuv, either with Dal Lamas. So it says, you said, you don't have to make a time, brings Gemara Kedushin, you don't have to do from test. And it's understood, I came here, if I could, if I can, I go back, it's Poshuk. Mashenki, what about a Kohen? So a Kohen, in the Sefer, the Kohen of the Pachad Yitzchak, the letter from the Rabbi Shavar, and he says that Mashenki, a Kohen has no time. When he comes in for a short time, he has to stay, he has no idea of leaving, because the Kohen that is leaving is Tumah. Nothing to do with Mitzvah Yishuv, not Mitzvah Yishuv. Because by yourself, in the Mitzvah Yishuv, I did not come for when I want to go back. So I can go back for my brother's chas, and I can go back for whatever reason I want. He has nowhere to go back because he's going to time himself. What about if you already went back to Chutz Loretz? Is he allowed to come? Is he have to come back here so right away? So again, Shlomo the Dama says so. Maybe he has to come right away back.
Born,
even in Chutz Loretz, maybe he has to come right away. That's what Shlomo the Dama wants to say. He says so keen on that. However, the Mitzvah Chinuch, the Mitzvah Eisa Maktes. Mitzchinuch says, this right is, he says, look at the Mitzchinuch says, partially, he's partially, once he's there, you don't have to come back. Well, he said, look around you. Rapam, you know, Lavka never came here. Yeah, could be never had to have Torah, never had to have Torah, then the leader of Klai Yisrael, or a Khanas had to. But once you were in Chutz Loretz, so if you have to come back right away or not, Mitzchinuch says, partially, you don't have to. But as my, these are the Dinim are then in the Gerak to claim more specifically, either the test man, the nine man, the the Gebbets Manazer, or the Indian of Tomo, which is negated to Yisrael, or the Indian who is allowed to marry. What about, what is the din that you, specifically that Yisrael has to do for a Kohen? So this Gemara in Gittin and Daf Nuntes, the Mishnah says that when it comes to getting an Aliyah, first goes a Kohen, then goes a Levi, then goes Yisrael. That's the Indian of the Aliyahs. The Gemara says, Menoni. The Mishnah says, why didn't they die for Shalom? The Gemara, Menoni, Mili. The Gemara says, if you're talking to Rabbi Shmuel, they learn. Says the pasuk v'kidashto, your pasuk in Emor, v'kidashto l'chol tovah shebekdusha. They go first for anything that's kodesh. What is that? L'toyach rishon, l'varach rishon, and l'litim oniyach rishon. They go first in getting an aliyah. And the Gemara, we'll get to that. That's a very good shayla. So those are three things. So mice, that's where they go first aliyah. But the Gemara, if it's a raisa, v'kidashto, the Mishnah says it's v'nei dakar shalom. So the Mishnah answers, the Gemara answers that really is beraisa, except they can be moichel, Except over here, for Aliyah, they can't be moichel. That's the Dakar Shalom. Kohen always goes first, then the Levi, then Yisrael. So first, you see the Gemara wanting the pashtus is that the din of the Kedashah is the din beraisa. That means if you have any sfeikus or machloikusim, we'll be moichel enough to be machmer. Even though there is a Tosfos in Chulin of Hezayim, but the Rosh of the Simchas says that the Kedashah is smacht of Almas only Abonim. However, the Moina Mitzvahs, the Rambam, the Chinuch, the Smag, the Rivosh, all say that the Kedash is a mitzvah deraisa, called Sam the Sefer Mitzvahs also. Then Tzal's Paskin also, the Moravom, the Simresh Ach, Resh Aleph, Sukkot Dalet, the Bigzam, the Gmosh of the Kedash is deraisa, we see before it's deraisa, the Chashulchan, the Shulchan Rav, Mishtabru, all Paskin, the mitzvah of the Kedash is deraisa. So first, the mitzvah of Kedash is a chiyah that every person has to do in the Torah. This is another Gemara, the Gemara on Tzal Bezam and Aleph in the Dorah. The Gemara says, that by Talmud Chacham, let's say he comes to a Din Torah and there's people waiting in line before him, can he skip the line or no, he has to wait in line like everybody else? Let's say you're waiting for the Rosh Yeshiva and all the Bachman waiting and the Chashev, a guy comes, he's allowed to cut the line or not. So Gemara says that if Talmud Chacham is allowed to say, it's Tzubim Rabbanan Ano, I am a Talmud Chacham, Shirley Tikkur Bereisha, I go first in line by Din Torah. Wisdom Makar, Diksiv, Bnei Dover Koinim. The children of David were Kahanim. In fact, the Gemara, the children of David, they were not Kahanim. The children of David were Shevet Yehuda, they were not Kahanim. So that, and for the Gemara, Ma Kohenim Noitul Buroish, Af Tamil Chacham Noitul Buroish. Just like a Kohen goes first, who did a Tamil Chacham goes first?
Is it even
a person or is it a specific thing?
The Lashon of Gemara,
the Lashon of Pasuk,
is that
a Kohen? I see the Lashon of either ways. I'm not sure. Not Nachminas, let's say, get us know about not Nachminas, I'm not sure.
Maybe
it's your
first.
Maybe it's Nachminas. Who says that? Fine, so my said is a chiv, we're going first. We have, just like a coin goes first, a tamachov goes first. My hands off, how do you know a coin goes first? You know, the pulse again, the kadash, the hold of the official, the toy official, the bar official, and come on the official. If it goes first. This did that tamachov goes first in line, it's brought down the Rambam. In the Sanhedrin, he wrote down the Shulchan Aruch and Chayesh Mishpat, Sim Tez Vav, and in Yodei, Sim Rish Mim Gimel. He goes first in line. That's where he passed the Malacha by at least a Tam Chacham. there's also similar with Ramon, Truman, Simon Yud, also takes the same stance that we can learn out Talmud Chacham from a Kohen that says, for Moshe, you have a choice to buy from a Kohen first or from Yisrael. He says you have to buy from a Kohen first. Not sure exactly which halacha he's getting this from. But he says you have to buy from a Kohen first. If he says, who didn't have a choice to buy from Talmud Chacham or Yisrael, he says you have to buy from Talmud Chacham first. Why? Because that means Gemara in the Darim that a Kohen will learn, Talmud Chacham will learn out from a Kohen. Therefore, the Chavetz Chaim, if it's a Kohen and Talmud Chacham, you have to buy from him first. He had a store. That's why everyone wanted to go buy from him first. Because you get the fee of Yikadashi, go buy from him first.
They don't have the same quality products,
as the
Kohen has less
product
quality
products.
They don't have
to. Yeah, of course, it won't be any of the Kadashi's less. That's this reason, yeah. There are other. The tshuva over there is talking about Tumagoy. Yeah, that's just tshuva that I'm on.
Now, what about the price range?
So there's another shali that's getting involved. It's ki timchol minchas amisefa that you have to buy from Yidov or Goy. Rashi in a kedoshim exam.
Kohen to
Yisrael. So even Yisrael to Goy, the Chavetz Chaim says only mitzvah to get buy from Yisrael. More, it's only mitzvah ba'alma. You have no chiyuv to buy from Yisrael over Goy. So who didn't even a kohen from Yisrael with the same din? That's how Mishavu Paskin and Avos Chesed. So again, so we have a chiyuv that a kohen goes first, and the Talmud Chacham learned out from there. Just what the words mean first in the Gemara says, Torah Chushin means he goes first. What does that mean? It means he creates the Torah, he goes first for Aliyah. Varach Chushin, what does that mean? So Rishonim is explained either by Bechus Amosin or by Moitzi, that the Kohen should go first by benching. And that means every time he benches, not just, you know, Friday night he goes first and then we find he's letting go for somebody else on camp. They go around the Kohen and they get somebody else. Chushin means every single time. Might be another heter for why in camp, not the way we'll get to later maybe. But Pashas is every time a Kohen goes first.
Can't be Michael?
Mechila would help, yes. But then you have to ask him, and in camp they usually don't ask the big person.
Well, so there is not that this Vikidash toy is totally new for him?
No, L'choy, you... No, Mechila, no. Mechila helps with this anew, for sure. That's Gemara again. Gemara in the Gittin says...
Somebody has keys to Mechila...
Fine, he did, he offered to you, and he said, no, you did your Kiddush, you Mechadish him, and he said, I'm
not sure. You weren't.
Gemara said again before, she said, for Aliyah's Akim Meichel, except we made Dakar Shalom. So you see clearly the Mechila helps. This is before she Gemara. She asks, which case the Mechila, but this is Mechila, where they apply.
When you say Bereshus, you're asking for permission?
Yeah, but...
You know what's
good. Yeah, you know what's good. Let's
say
he says no.
That's good, fine.
Yeah, but sometimes he has no option and he can't say anything. Maybe there's a... Maybe
it's
a thing. What?
It's
not a shoes. Yeah, it's not a shoes. No, so maybe next week we mention them and I'll usually want to say Shtika. I don't know that you want some... You want to say why it makes me Michael. However, but Pashas, you have to give him each time the benching. That's for benching. Also, the Rosh has nifl the inn of...
Yeah, like you kick a coin out of the shul.
Because they want to give somebody else aliyah.
So, Saman in a public shul, no.
But
this shul, we'll get to... Okay, we'll go back. Like, the rabbis have their own private minyan, and maybe there's a reason why you're allowed to. Again, I think I'll mention...
Are you sure you're not allowed to kick a
coin
out? No. Okay.
But a private one in the house.
I got
shit out. Before not, there's a bunch of about it. You know, the Marek said not to...
Even if it's simple by mitzvah or something?
No, I don't think it... No. They might ask you, but for you, it's only not. Even if they ask you,
you're throwing. No one's getting physical, is it?
No, sometimes they throw you out. Depends where. But again, I think these things I'll get back to more next week.
But it depends, maybe it's not a problem.
He cannot stay there because Mechila is out for the Aliyah. He has to walk. He still
needs right, to get.
He has to walk out. Fine. Another thing in Levar Chushin that the Rosh learns is that when this first one, a person comes to speak, he's the Rosh Medav, he's the first one to speak. In the Kibbutz, let's say, I think by the Knesset Gedolah, when Chavetz Chaim came when he was there, he's the first one to speak. Why? He's the Kohen. The first one to speak is always the Kohen. That means what on Allah in Yerodei Rosh Medav, the Sin Tez Vav, that when you have two Talmidim come to ask your Shailo, it's the Shavuot Paskins, the Kohen goes first. He has to ask first, and you have to answer him first.
Yeah, but a lot of times you want the Kohen to talk by a specific thing.
Right.
So then together also the king has to talk first. Let's say by the Sim, so you have people speak before the Sim.
So again, the whatever the most coveted thing he should get. I mean, sometimes it's
not necessarily first.
No, I mean whatever the most coveted. He can be Michael, of course, but again, whatever the most coveted.
I have to speak first. I share because. It makes a difference who's going to speak first, second, third. It's
yeah,
sure does.
It depends where someone.
Everybody wants to speak first because a lot of times they say the same thing.
Yeah.
I know, but everybody listens later.
No, it could be just the Indian that you have no who goes first. the fact that not everything's equal, stamp, call the coin first, because he's the coin. That's self shows covet. That still shows covet. Right. The first itself is a covet. Could be that itself is Indian. What about Litim on the Yafushim? What does that mean? So I'll give him a shalom I heard either from a friend on Tape Pasha Emor. He says that in Baltimore, in Yeshiva on Shabbos, they have 10 guys at a table, and they go serve a bowl of cholent, and only 4 pieces of kishka in the cholent. So what happens? After 4 guys take, afterwards it's slim pickings getting the kishka. So he said, the chuv is a coin there. You have to give him first, with the money of Rishon, and they will have to give it to him. Why? Because he goes first. Or, I guess, about a chodesh, let's say you go to the dining room, and there are only 4 pieces of chicken for 6 guys at the table. What do you do? So first he wants to know why the 4 pieces. So I told him, and on the table, the pieces, whatever, like, oh yeah, Kadak, like, say the. So now what do you do? He says, yeah, Lechor Kohen gets first. Even though they're even losing, you're losing out, you're not going to get anything. And he said, yeah, come on, Lechor Kohen has to go first. No, that, we'll get to that also, while, maybe next week again, not the Indian of his your seat. But Lechor, that's Litamoni of Rishon. Nichon, this Indian Lechor is also going first in the line. But a Kohen, if you go first in the line, I'll say the Moshe Rav Reisman says on Shmuel Beis, in the tape 88, he says he's once learning Chaim Berlin on a Friday afternoon. And two Beis Medrash guys came over to him. He says they're about 20, 21-year-old guys. They came up over to him and said, you know, we're waiting on lunch, by lunch on the line. And two high school boys came down and says, we're Kahanu, they pranced down the line and we go first. Is that true or not? That's why they came to Beis Reisman. Reisman says, some, yeah, they come on the operation, they go first. Those are, again, let's get a little money off Rishon. The Ish La'ayin, that's true, Allah, it makes come become an Akaminis. All the time. Yeah. That the Rahman was telling me also that, you know, when he goes to the bank, winning a line, he wants to let him, I'm a coin, I cut the line. Is that true or not? How far do you take it?
It's a huge person. We have the plane, or the plane to grab the cover
himself. I was showing before, and it's the Lachor, you have a chiv to mechabit him. You should say, I'm a Kohen, and then you have to give it to him. That's the fact. Fashion says you have to mechabit him. Let's say you don't know he's a Kohen, so then the Frank Rambam and Mafteach, we play Mikdosh, think he is a Shaila, he sends you to safe, but he doesn't have it. So I don't know if you don't know he's a Kohen, but the Lachas Pashas, if you don't know, you're not even this of a Gdash Day. Put that you're an Oedis. Oh, we'll get to see if that's a good answer. But that's the Pashas of the cases, and you have to know the Yishlai and Alokha. A lot of them are not true, or that's not why they aren't, or why you can make them. First, the Maravon himself in the Sim Reish Aleph, he starts off, as the words are, Tzorach in Loma in Israel, Achshav Lahakim Koy Lahol HaNachmili. He starts off brings the Gemara, you have to mark it for all these things he says, but we don't do it, Tzorach in. What Maravon many 400 years ago says, we don't. We don't let him go cut the line, we don't give him first choice, we don't do these things, Tzorach in Loma. He says, then he says, certainly should be Zohar. Why? Because it's a Dereisla. He holds the Chiv Dereisla. So you want to say what you're saying, Yitzchak? What was I saying before? He says, the Efshah, Loshin Efshah, ain't under the Kiyim B'Yichus HaKuna. We're not Bokis. If a person is a Miyichus HaKuna, maybe he's not a Kohen. Maybe he is, maybe he's not. So we're not sure. So, Baruch is standing back and gave it over to Yitzchak and he gave it over. That's the suffix of Dereisla, L'chumma, Yafi Machmer.
Yes,
we
imagine.
Who?
If he doesn't,
he's lying. So why not? If he's lying?
No, maybe he doesn't know himself.
Well, no, but maybe he is, right? Maybe he is. But you, they have no reason to assume you are. Right? You have no reason to assume you are. Mustafa, he is. So Mishavu brings down the Magen Avraham and he says, Tato the Kash Tokhe in on the Zarum is there. And he doesn't even bring down Mogavam's territory, he says, once in the territory, Ayn Shom. He says, Ayn Mogavam and Zav the territory. He said, the Vala Chachil, you have to be sorry, you have to be very careful. In the Mikidashtra, you have to be sorry. The Vala, you have to give him cover. It's more, because there's a reason to assume he's a Kohen. Right? Because his parents told him, and somewhere, probably no one just woke up one morning and said, I'm a Kohen. And they told his kids he's a Kohen. There's good reason to assume. Yeah, there's good reason. I don't know whether they say the DNA now, they can tell if he's a Kohen or not. Okay. Why you took the test?
Why should it be?
I don't know. So Mishmur about his machmer, himself is also machmer. He says before Shemar, Ramon Enam Kuf Chalches says, "Afilu bezman hazeh, you have to give cover to a coin." Ramon says, "Black white, even bezman hazeh, you have to give cover to a coin." There's no.
That was
the Mosque of Rome, 150 years later. No, but Parshas didn't change. And why do we see Bismanazer, especially in Israel, every day we do a Vech Koinim, we say Bracha, Mamash, Pinah Ben, we say Bracha. Parshas coming down, we see we say make Brachas, Shem Hashem, it's not a Shav, we see Parshas Machmer. But oi, let's say he walks in and says he's a Koin, he's really not. Let's say he's not. I'm kind of mentioning a Kiddashtoi. So the Chacham Sofer in Torah's Moshe, in Emor, he says, being down there, Amor, in Ebenezer, Sim Gimel, the Amor says, let's say a person walks in the city and says, I'm a Koin, you give him a Leah, not? The Amor says, yeah. Why am I saying everyone, the people in the city, they call him in the city, they're Yuchas, they're Vada, they're for sure. This guy walks in, he's a Safik. Ain't Safik Moisim, they're Vada. So the Chacham Sofer says, a Chiddush, the Peshad are giving. What? But why? You're taking away from one's Vada, he has Yichus, he knows for sure. And this guy walks in, why is the Geber Dovah, he's getting a Leah, who says he's wising them more than the people in the city? You have to know how far, but. True. This is how we have the Kasha. But I think it's more the Teretz, more than Kasha. Even the Mechavne argues Gerdel, for different reason. But there was, his Teretz is, he says, if Shani give cover to a coin, he's not here to give cover to that specific person. That person can be nothing. You have to give cover to the office, to the position, to the fact that he's a coin, to the kahuna shabai, the marshal. This is the Roger Marshall, you know, most presidents, they themselves deserve nothing. Well, Clinton, George Bush, these guys, that's nothing. The fact is, he's a president. He leads an army, you have to give cover to the office, and he comes in, you have to stand up, give him cover, because he's the president of the whole country. What in the coin, even if he's not a coin, says the Chacham Sofer, but since he says he is, the fact of giving cover, because he says he's a coin, that's cover to the kahuna. Even if he's not, then he's kind of it's the Kiddash thing.
So the Kiddash is not going on the itself, it's going on the Kuhuna.
Yeah, he's Mekanshim, and this in essence giving cover to the Kuhuna, which because he's a Shleich of Hashem, and really to cover to Hashem, like Kuhuna says.
So can you go with more Tam Chochem then?
No, Tam Chochem is more close to Hashem. And the Mishnah says in the Hariyah before, Tam Chochem goes first.
Tam Chochem is Mekanshim, no?
Tam Chochem, it depends if both of them are Tam Chochem, even if he left Madrig, and then Tam Chochem must give a cover to a coin. Let's say it's one of the Amoritz and the coin, then Tam Chochem goes first. That's the middle shot. What?
It's not malavacha.
What's not malavacha?
We're never
sound embarrassing
people and saying this
is
not malavacha,
this
is
not malavacha. Okay. I'm always tipping on the gateway. The smash guys have got before the Pacific guys. No. The Pacific guys are better than the base manager guys. Fine. So therefore he says this Chiddush, and therefore even the Mogen Avraham is right that he's not Miuchas, but still he's kind of mitzvah Kiddush, he's still going to get the Kiyum.
That older person and younger.
In age wise, until you get to either 70 or 60, the Zohar, but the Chum won't make a difference in age. Even though it's just a way of giving, somebody you have to give out first, to go by age, you could just start getting involved with Machlokes.
And the Shalom,
I'm calling, yeah. The Chum, yeah, the Chiyav giving cover to is Machlokes. Well, the Rajman says he has his nephews, he was kind of 4 or 5 years old, and they get to give him coffee, you know, sit at the table picking their nose. They give him coffee, that's the marshal. Some of the rice, it could be a little more like, you have a lot of two from the Sveikis. Could be. I don't know if that's so true. Not sure.
By selling an object, I mean, if I want to sell something, then like, two people, one's a Kohen, one's a Yisrael. So do I take precedence?
If they both came at the same time? Because usually it's
lying.
No, so then we'll get the shell of a line. Again, maybe we'll get in the end of a line, we'll talk about more beans next week. What is the stam, the chiv of a line, if you have a cut of line, what the get of a line is. So again, so this is the ending of the point, you have a chiv. Yeah, we'll continue this. Fine. So again, then you kind of the mitzvah. Because Chinuch says, even more so, that Avadi have a chiv to give a coin covered the Sovereign Duraisa. He said, let's say a coin to coin could be the no chiv to give covered, but then you say the Mogen Avraham, maybe the first guy is Nam Yuchas, then the first coin has to give covered to the other coin. It takes the Chumma for care from the Mogen Avraham. Not sure you don't have to give covered. One coin to the other coin, it has to give covered because maybe the first one is Nam Yuchas. So this din, that a coin is Nam Yuchas, maybe gives us a tziruf, a snip, for the Vada Allah, Vada now. We again, coin them make brachas, and the Vada the Sovereign Duraisa, the Vada have to be Machmer. Well, there's another way to be makel. Start off with, I think, a couple of caches, easier to understand, is that first... No, do it another way. First, the klach hakira, like if you were saying beforehand. A kohen, what pshat of the positive v'kedusha, like hold over to v'kedusha? Is pshat that the word v'kedusha is going like, on the, let's put it this way, gavro or chefzo? Is there a thing that you're giving cover to a kohen, the thing you give has to be kodesh itself? The thing itself you're giving him has to be Mekodesh. that means he's still giving him chicken to that Mekudosh. You have to give him Bechza Mazen. That's mitzvah, that's Mekudosh. Because the Torah, that's Mekudosh. The Chepsa you're giving him is a Chepsa, that's Mekudosh. Or no, if I carry the other way, that the word L'chodav Shemekdusha means he is Mekudosh, and anything you give him makes him appear Kaddosh. The word of Kedusha is going back in the coin and not on the person. Now that means anything you give him, this piece of chicken, is mechabed him. It gives him kavod and makes him appear from Kodesh. What's the word of Kodesh going on?
You see, anything that the Torah says you have to give to a coin, it's always a Kodesh to Gazat. It's not a stam chesed.
So when you say that, then we'll not weigh anything in yeshiva. I mean, the kishka in yeshiva is not Kodesh, and ma is not Kodesh. Sorry?
Well, it's not some question why kishka in yeshiva is
not. Sorry?
So this time
it's Mitzvah. It could be a Shabbos, could be Shabbos and Echanan, it'll be a Mitzvah. What? By Mitzvah, that itself is a Mitzvah making a bracha. Maybe that by brachas, the things that are not called Mekudosh, when you get a line to go buy your bread, to go buy your tomatoes and oranges, those are not Mekudosh by Essen.
Who says? First,
who is that? What's that Mekudosh? What's the Kedusha over there? That's the Chakira. So Ma'aseh Loshon HaChinuch is when he says this din, he says like his Loshon HaChinuch is to be Maktim L'chol Dovah Shebekdusha. To be Maktim that to Mekadosh him, they were talking about only that the thing itself has to be Mekudosh. Loshon the Tumim in Simchat Hazvav and Chashim Mishpat, the Atar LaKoin, the crown for the coin is you have a Dovah Shebekdusha. The thing itself has to be Kodesh. With this, they want to answer up a lot of kashas. One kasha is that the din that a coin goes first. And Tim Torah is not brought down. Only Talmud Chacham is brought down. Gemara says Talmud Chacham goes first, learn from a coin. Coin is not brought down. Because the whole thing needs to be Makdishim, things the Ethem is Kaddish. To let a coin go first in Tim Torah, his Lashon is Madav Shabakdusha Yishbak Dom Tzivarivis. So like, coin go first in the fight, what Kedusha is there? There's no Esam Kedusha, no Chefs of the Kedusha. A fight doesn't go first. Why does the Talmud Chacham go first? That he says, why Shloi Levatim Lemudai after the Torah Shabbai? The Torah is a Chefs of the Kedusha. That itself, it does go first. Nechlami, for lying that of Kedusha, only Talmud Chacham after Levatim Lemudai, you should go first, and coin won't go first. Or another shell is, the Rashi gives a marshal, in the parish in the Dorim, says, what is the marshal of a case of Likamon Yafarishon, he says Lechem upon him. That's his marshal. Or the Muki Yosef in Hoyos, the Yubezim Bey said the marshal is Lechem upon him. First the Mepharshim is Lechem upon him, you divide between coin and coin. Who is the Kedashtoi? So either you have different Tehurotim, like from Kluger says, a coin to a coin Balmom, or the Mashal wants to say, the case is talking about a coin Tam Chacham to a coin, or another Teresh Chesek Shlomo wants to say, it's a coin to a coin Gadol. Different tools we want to say, but my says Moshe is Lechem upon him. Why does he give this Moshe? You can have all these Moshalim, the Rafaim, the Rafaim, all these different cases, they give him Moshe Lechem upon him. Says Moshe, why? Dafka Dovah Shabakdusha, Vizel. Only Lechem upon him is Kaddish, nothing more than that. This is Yamagas Hetter, where every case, you want to let Kohen go first before you. The Tesis of Moshe in. So that itself, yes, Buddha Shabakdusha, that a Kohen goes first. And that could be because that itself is Kaddish. Torah itself is Kaddish.
To give to
the kind
to help, or let's say somebody asks
that Shaila. So again, both relations involve that a coin you have to answer first and ask first.
No, not talking about answering first,
but talking about the following
answering.
But he. So that itself is Ovashim Kaddish. Who will go first? Should be go first.
Not complaining about go first. Let's say the Ash doesn't answer
Shaila's
Jews.
Right.
Well, what was first?
No, it's not the same. You're in the middle of Mechabit somebody. Some kashrus, some you have a chiv to Mechabit. Well, maybe we'll get to that at the end. We'll get to that shayla. What a get of Kavit is. Well, in other cases, the Tosfos on Gittin explains the case of Litamoni off the Rishon. His marshal is, he says, Kagoyin either Maisani, or Stalk at a Giptanim, or Chavayim stinging eating by a Suda. So Shal is what he gives these examples for. So again, the Pima Godim, this time Malacha and Simkuf Lamalheya, Mataz and Sivkan Al, says why? Because that could be Gzel Mekudosh. And Maisani is Mekudosh. Tzedakah is Mekudosh. He said, I, by Chavei, eating together by Suda, he said, it must be a Suda Smitzvah. He says, it must be the Shabbos or Bismillah, but that could be Gzel Mekudosh. The Padish Yosef says also, it says the same Shaf and the Josh Be'ion, that the Shal Tzedakah means Daka, something that's Mekudosh Be'etzim. There's also, Right, so this mahalach is similarly, there's a Bukhana wants to say it in Babasa Oishayin Zayin, and Gemara Habiyas. There are different Swam wants to say it, and Rav Shif seems to say it. And this mahalach that Dafka things that are Mukkadish are coin goes first. So look around the halacha, look what you have again. The Bukhana says, Mashah, Patsayisib, Tumum, Pimagodim, Mechinach. All want to say this mahalach that Dafka something is Mukkadish, a coin goes first. You say this again, the coin will go first, any line, any piece of chicken, there's no one for him to go first. However, Malachal,
Shabbos,
we see his mitzvah, he would go first.
No,
all the things, whatever the get of his mitzvah is, Padishesh over here, see, after he says, after his mitzvah, he gives you a whole list of swam, so I ain't shum, what is the get of his mitzvah? He quotes Chavis Yon, Sim, and I, and he goes to the
now
it's the retire, because the mitzvah itself is the suit itself is a mitzvah. Torah itself loud up making the suit is a mitzvah. However, is it true enough that it's din lalocha? So you look at Iran and Dorim, Iran where he says, explains the case, Lutum on the operation, he says, for lack of Dorim Yisrael, to divide something with Yisrael. It doesn't say what, anything, Pasha means anything, Pnesh Yisrael over here points out, Iran disagrees. That's the also Lashon Rashi, and Gittin, his Lashon is, also, Malach, like in Yisrael, but Kol Dover, divide anything with Yisrael, Yisrael goes first. La Daf Kedosh Shabuk Dusha. Rashi says, Mechol Dover, black white. Or the Lashon, the Rashi is also, when he explains the words of Kedusha, he says, the kol davar shiyah gadol mekodesh, anything that makes him appear mekodesh, meaning the word mekodesh is not going to the chayfitz, it's going to the gavra, that he has to be mekodesh, and anything that makes him be mekodesh, that itself is a chiv to mekodesh him, meaning anything, any mundane thing will make him give him kodesh. The Rosh, Rashi, the Ran, also shiyah to bekvetz, and the Dorim is lashon in the kol davar shiyah mekodesh im takdimoy, lashon the ritual over there, the Yom Shloimah. Seems also the Rambam claims Mikdash Pekdal is also he says Lachaptoy Ulak Dimoy Bechol Davar Shabedusha. You have to give him covered and do matzim for anything that is Mekodesh. Sounds like anything. Say that the Chetz is Kodesh. The same thing is not Kodesh. That sounds passing that way. La Lachan Arach Shulchan. The lashon is in some Kuf Al Ches. I think maybe Reish Aleph. She'atet Tichavdenu Kedavar Shal Kodesh. You have to mechaber him like he is a thing of Kodesh. He says, black white, and the word Kodesh is going on him, Shulchan Aruch Rav and Simreish Aleph, also the same words, Kodov Shiyah Gadol Hu Mekodesh, anything that makes him appear Gadol Mekodesh. So even though, sure, there's a Pima Gadim, and maybe a Chinuch HaMayin Halacha, the whole, that the thing you Mekadesh him is the thing that itself is Mekodesh, however, nearly La Halacha, that Kamat Rav Yishoinim and the Poiskim go that way, the Yom Shoim, the Iran, Rashi, Rosh, Ritvish, Mekmetzes, the Rambam, and the Poiskim, the Graz, and the Aruch HaShulchan seem to say anything that gives him covered, he should go first because the Kedusha is going on the person and not on the Chayvit itself.
Even like an
Arcadian?
Even
like what? Like in your... An Arcade? Yeah, gives him covered. Like,
okay.
Why not?
Like
11? No. He's playing to because he wants to play. To have a challenge. So again, even though I know I've revised in Sato for this, in the Marshal of Chaim Lin, I think a tape later, I don't know which tape it is, he says, if you regard him that, I think Shmuel Kamnetsky is once listening to his tapes, and he says he heard this tape about Kainim, and he sent him to his Prima Gadim. Therefore, Ravizan mentioned it somewhere in one of his Shirim, I don't know which one. And therefore, that's reason we make him. B'chur Ne'ali, from the Rishonim, again, the Paiskim, B'chur, there's not enough reason we make him. Might be a Tziruf, a Sniff to be make him, maybe an Amayuchas is a Tziruf, maybe it's Ravon is a Tziruf, but the Etzim, this far itself, should not be good enough reason to be make him. You can ask me, if so, what is the get of COVID? We're both saying before, we just drew the line of COVID. I mean, the Marshal, can I call Baruch by his first name? Can I call my father by his first name? Lack of COVID. Can I say Baruch by his first name? Or okay, when he walks in, that stand up for him, or not? Like your father, you have to stand up for. Or kids, another shalom, my brother. Can you call him by my first name? He has to cover me the raisa. Yes. Or when I walk in, they have to stand up for me. When I get to everyone, the parents, when they get married, the wife. So wife, I'll call them by the first name. Or has your wife had to stand up for you? So you can say, no, if I did not, if they were equal in marriage, might say the inner standing up. Let's say your wife for the husband, the goyim of high goyim. Wrote down the Oitzah Goinim, in Ksubis, in Simon Tov Chav Ches, he brings down that when the husband walks in the room, the wife has to stand up, it's a chiv to stand up. And she cannot sit down until he sits down. It's a chiv covered, what's her covered? There's a chiv. No, it's a chiv, the chiv covered. The Ramam in Ishus, and then the fact that Zohar says a chiv for a wife to cover the husband. It's a chiv, what's her chiv? It's a chiv, she has to stand up then. Well, if they call my first name, you'll think, oh, about a wife can call her husband my first name or any other name she chooses, whatever they call them. Maisa, the Radak in Chumash and Gracious, Perikud Zayin, he says, a wife is not called his wife not called his first name, it's also. He's a Raya from Avram, and Sarah said that Doni is okay, and why is Doni? Why say his name? He cannot say his name, it's also. Maril Lakutim, the nice Aleph says it's a minig also that he's right, Chacham no hunger there, knowing that way that the spouse won't call each other by first name. You got it to the spouse, it's called Shalev Bomb. What? Right, therefore.
Even the people that also call their first name,
Shalev Bomb
is
called that. No, by parent only, sorry. Some, no, Shalev Bomb is only by year, by Sais of Devar, that's the Hetter. I don't know by name of Seamus. Rav could also be a shame, ploy, a strange name, and then it could be Avram with a strange name because he was the first one to have it. Could be that the Kuli Alma. Now everyone has it. But that's what the Rav wants to say. Lalocha, if you are calling his father for his name, it's a betel b'chokma, the tshuva, b'chavt alzim, and ayim, he's kamar rayis, and he says not tshuva, but not. He doesn't say the reason why. Netek Avril in the Nesuin, also in Perek Samagdal, he talks about this Indian, being down this minute, to not call his father by the first name, but also Meket and Yonahakim. Shalom Gemaisa, why not? Why don't you have to, how can your wife call your husband by first name, or why does he have to stand up?
And according to the more special than other, let's say she's
Baskain,
let's say she's a
Basnella,
or something.
So the answer will take you all the shadows, I think. So, Minchaschinach already mitzvah lama gimel by mitzvah kibbul aveim, it's a kasha, how can his brother, the younger brother, Shlomi, come by my first name, it's a kasha. He says, we see that the ged was given over to the chamim. Whatever the chamim give the ged of covet, more than that, no. More not. We always
see.
What about Kibbutz Avayim? By a similar to Mishmer.
That's not it. That's
what?
That's Kibbutz Avayim.
That's Kibbutz. That's Kibbutz Avayim. That's Kibbutz. Do not call somebody's first name. I'm not sure what it is. Not sure. I know all the ways are a year, but this is in Shochanah. It's not brought down away. It's not brought down and get together with the year. It's not brought down together with COVID. It's in between the laws. It's nowhere. I'm not sure if it's a different halacha or not. It might well, for a spouse anyway, if it's a chiv year, or what the wife is a chiv year for the husband, the Rambam passes anyway. I don't know why a wife lost in the husband's share before the Rambam will be also, when the Makna might be mutter. But for the Meister, whatever the gedder is, let's say even if it's year, let's say it is a chiv year, but still, Mishchot said the gedder is given over to the Chaman. So, who then, by Kayin, the Nachal Yitzchak, the Kovner Rav, and Simitaz Rav, those ones say the same thing. Whatever we find, the Gedder covered by Kayin, that and nothing more. We find the Torah Chushin, the Levar Chushin, the Demoni Operation, those things align, we see. But more than that, there's no right. I can call you by your first name, and I'll stand up for you. More than that, we don't see. Whatever the Chaman says, the Zehu and nothing more. That's the Gedder covered.
That's
a key.
Do we
get
Ishchak covered?
Well,
the Kulis? She doesn't have the same.
No, but he is more of a he's Chaim Batek, she's only Ish's Chaver, he's a real Chaver.
But
Sarah
is good enough,
though. So is graded?
You
know
they say in regards to
Nevuah,
that
the Nevuah is higher. Right, you should listen to her. Don't know. It's fine. So again, this is the get of Chaver. Again, we know, to next week, else exactly the end of cutting lines. Was the chiv of cutting a line? What halacha does the line have? And also, how much you have to give a cover to coin up lines or giving him anything that's yours? Basically, you have to give him your seat to anything. But this was the kum. What was mentioned?
What?
Also, maybe next week. I'm not sure. Shamash a coin. Use a coin. Machoikis. But this is the kum. What was mentioned until now? Sorry. Right, but okay. So this is a skum. Until now, again, of the chavdal man is kuno, only 9 in flight today. What they can marry, they can marry 5 noshim besides a kahanis can marry amoritz. Also, tumah does apply. This man is a hak to go to chutz laaretz after this kirov. Whether what the heter is who in yisrael, but in of tumah who does apply also as nivu b'shus satoyah. The in of a kedasha giving cover to a kohen is a chiv natoyah pashas. We call the right paiskim. Therefore. The heter of not being miyuchas, which Maravam wants to say, again, Mishmura argues on it, all the poskim argue. And there is a heter, some poskim do want to say, there's a heter that holding the Mikdash, the doctor thinks about Etzel Mukuddish. Thinks that Mukuddish you have to give to a coin, and again, Alafa, you would have to give a coin, covered even things that Mukuddish. So again, if you have a good Rav, and he knows how to mitzav these Kedon together, maybe it's the Abonon, maybe it's not miyuchas, maybe it's the only thing that Mukuddish, there are ways to be makel. But I'm just, each one by itself. Right, that's certainly nothing wrong. And even if you're wrong, again, the Torah's Moshe, Chacham Sofer says you're Mekayim Mitzvah Mikidash. It's still Mekayim, even if he's not a Kohen. But if you have good Rav who knows how to pass him, well, there are Tzirufim. Well, maybe again next week we'll get into other atonement, different ways around it. It's very simple, very easy. That he doesn't have to do anything, no one sees kapayim, and the only thing he does is gets covered. It's wonderful, it's a great life, you get covered, and you don't have to do anything for it. The Margolis Yam in Sanhedrin, Dachman Af, brings down the Yosef Engel and others, that say that with this Indian that the Makodesh, it comes out that every mitzvah, not just every mitzvah, that we have mitzvahs Yisrael, and the Kohen has more mitzvahs. The mitzvah that we have, they have more responsibility and more v'chiv. It's a higher madrig of a mitzvah. Makes a raya, one of the raya is the Kemal Yivomis, and 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 the Kemal Yivomis, i.e. it's a love equal to everyone. No, because his love is a stronger love, it's a stronger love, and he has more of a Christ. And when he does an aveya, it's more of a bazoin that the shliach of Hashem, the person who is mamish, the servant of Hashem Baruch Hu, who is doing something wrong, he gives a marshal to it, that when he inherits his soul, that the Ramban writes, when the person does aveya in his soul, it's more of an aveya. Why? Because you're in the palace of Hashem Baruch Hu, and you're slapping him in the face, doing, it's more of a rishus, more of something wrong. Choske in a coin who's inherits his soul, he has his Aveiro is a stark Aveiro, and his Neresh Yisrael, it's much more starker. Therefore, Kohen has responsibility in the Chiv to work on himself more than Yisrael. Everyone has responsibility to work upon himself. Yeah, Pashtus. But Lamaisa, Takumi will be Mizoichot in the future that he'll really have to work for it, and really have to do the Avodah, and deserve his Kedusha.
Amen.